Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
After the attempted assassination on a Saturday evening, there is much to do. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. As we've said before, Saturday evening, July 13, the world, not just America, witnessed a miracle. The hand of God turned President Donald Trump's head at the precise moment necessary to prevent a devastating disaster. We rejoice because our Creator and His protective hand was over President Trump and over our country. We are more committed now than ever to stop the demonic forces that drove this assassination attempt, that fueled the vicious rhetoric slandering good men and women in an attempt to silence and destroy political opposition.
You know, it was interesting at the rally that they have a huge American flag waving above the stage, and it was tangled up, but it was in the shape of an angel that was like waving back and forth. And you look at that and you really understand. I think God had his angels in place because he knew what was going to happen to protect Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's an amazing, iconic symbol. There's so many photographs that are iconic, particularly the one with Donald Trump being escorted off the stage, and he raises his hand, pauses, tells the Secret Service agents to wait, and he raises his fist, and he pumps it into the air, and he says, fight, fight, fight. I think none of us will ever forget that.
No.
I was watching an Australian news program regarding that event, and just to see what other foreign news organizations are talking about, they talked about this being a miracle. They talked about this being a miracle of God. They talked about that iconic photo that will literally echo through generations. It is an amazing show by President Donald J. Trump, who is so committed to be willing to take a bullet. I mean, a lot of people say, yeah, they would take a bullet. Donald Trump took a bullet.
And granted, you know, he could have a great life right now. He could be off enjoying his money and his family. But look at all they have come against him with lawsuits and trying to put him in jail. And now, finally, they tried to take his life. But yet he turns to the crowd and tells the country, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you look at how all these things have led up to this, you know, there's obviously a miracle here, and we want to be thankful for that.
Yes.
And we believe that God has plans for America. It could have been so different instead of having the Republican National Convention with Donald Trump accepting the nomination. His family would have been preparing for a funeral. The RNC would have been thrown into chaos. This would have been awful for our country.
But this really gives us hope, doesn't it?
It gives us hope. But on the other hand, you know, Donald Trump asked for unity, and I think it's a great opportunity to call for unity. Well, how do we bring about that unity? Well, we stop the weaponization of government. You know, on the Monday of the Republican National Convention last week, you had the federal judge doing the right thing in South Florida, dismissing the charges against Donald Trump regarding the documents, saying that the special prosecutor was wrongly appointed and is unconstitutional, and therefore all of the prosecutions, not only against Donald Trump, but against the others as well, they're all dismissed. That is a good decision.
Yes.
That is the right decision. There was no legal basis to appoint a special prosecutor in this case.
And
yet Merrick Garland did just that to try to come after Donald Trump. So that was a weaponization of the government. January 6th was a weaponization of the government, and it still is. And I believe, you know, that's why Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in this case. We argued that the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002 does not have anything to do with the events of January 6th, despite the fact that there may be bad actors. There are a few. Most of them were peaceful individuals. I think that when you have a president in the White House, and I think Donald Trump would do this if he is elected president of the United States. All of the people, no matter what they did, understand me when I say this, no matter what they did, they ought to all be pardoned. And why is that? Look, when you have somebody who's actually guilty in a criminal case, but the prosecutor withheld exculpatory evidence, if the prosecutor made some kind of misstatement, mishandling of evidence, withholding of evidence that the defense should have, judges will dismiss the charges against that defendant, even though the defendant is guilty. Why is that important? It's important because the process matters. The process matters. And the process is more important than the specific situation there. It's the process that continues on after that particular case. And when the prosecutors abuse the process, then the entire case should be thrown out, no matter whether the person would otherwise have been found innocent or guilty. It doesn't matter. The process matters. None of January 6th should have been instigated. It was all the weaponization of the government against individuals, no matter what they did. All of it needs to be dismissed. We need to stop the weaponization of the government against private individuals. We need to stop the demonization of, like, the Southern Poverty Law Center and its so-called false labels of hate groups. That needs to end, because we already know that kind of demonization of people by the Southern Poverty Law Center or others like it, some of the people in the Democratic Party that actually called for the assassination of Donald Trump, and they actually used that word, assassination, some of them said that he needed to be, quote, taken out. That kind of language, the SPLC's kind of rhetoric, that needs to end as well, because what happens is unhinged people act on that, and we have people like the shooter. We have people like Floyd Corkins that tried to kill the people at Family Research Council. We have the guy who went to the Republican baseball game to try to kill Republicans. We have clear evidence where this kind of demonization results in physical harm. We need to unify the country. We can have political disagreements, but we need to do it by stopping, number one, the weaponization of the government, and stopping this demonization of people that are political opponents.
And we do that by calling them out, first of all, but also in the courts. As this example, in the high court made this decision regarding January 6th. All those innocent citizens are sitting in jail with a 20-year sentence on their head. They need to be let go, and justice needs to be given to them.
Yeah, I think justice needs to be given. I think all of the January 6th prosecutions, no matter what they were prosecuted under, I think they all need a pardon. The whole thing was a sham. The whole thing was weaponizing government against private individuals, and yet the same government did not do that against Black Lives Matter, Antifa, when they, you know, did violence, didn't do it against the pro-Hamas protesters and others who actually engaged in violence. They didn't use any of these weapons against these individuals because of ideology. It's like the SPLC.
Right.
They will call, say, Liberty Council a hate group, which we're not, but they will not call an entity like Black Lives Matter or Antifa or some of these other radical groups that actually have engaged in or encourage actual violence, hate groups. Why? Because they agree with their ideology and they disagree right. with us on life, on marriage, on religious freedom. And so they demonize you, and that demonization ultimately results in people taking action to physically harm you.
And in this example, you see these radical leftists, if they can't win election, if they can't win at the polls, then they cheat and then they weaponize and become violent against the other side. And this is what's happened to President Trump, to these J6ers who just went to peacefully protest the election results. That's what they're up
to. Well, the sequence is they demonize you so that you lose credibility, you lose access to other platforms that you otherwise normally would have, whether it's social media or banking or whatever it might be. Then they prosecute you. And then they'll try to eliminate you. And that's the same sequence that you saw happen with Donald Trump, but it's the same sequence that these radicals have against others. I encourage you to go to lc.org, because in addition to what we have to do, we have to clean out this DEI that caused the huge, horrendous security failures in the Secret Service. That needs to end. A thorough investigation needs to ensue. Go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org, sign the petition, send the faxes, send it to your friends. A thorough investigation needs to begin, and people need to be held accountable.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.